move on to our next time certain item, which is 11:58.
Authorize the Portland Bureau of Transportation to initiate the Keep Moving Portland pilot program for the Central City in 2017 to require advance notification and coordination for closures, detours for capital projects, capital maintenance, development, and utility activities.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, what we're going to talk about here is better coordination in the right-of-way. Our streets are the bones of our city. They carry pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorists, and folks who are rolling. They carry underground pipes and utilities. They act as emergency response routes, and they're used for special events and parades. Here's an example of an issue that could be addressed with the Keep Portland Moving program. Imagine a new building being developed that needs to utilize one lane of a street for 7 months. The project would create a detour. Now, also imagine the Water Bureau needs to upgrade pipes on a nearby street. That project could also create a detour. However, the problem that sometimes arises is that one project's detour is detoured by the other detour. Now, with better coordination between these multiple projects in a dense area, Peabody engineers can better coordinate detours, the effects of various projects can be mitigated, and the disruption to the public is minimized. That's just one example of how improved coordination helps our city work better. And now, I will turn things over to Peabody's asset manager, replacing the great Jamie Waltz, the great Emily Tritch.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, Commissioners Novick and Fritch. My name is Emily Tritch. I'm the asset manager with the Bureau of Transportation, and I'm pleased to speak with you today about the Keep Portland Moving resolution. Keep Portland Moving may sound familiar to you. From about 2008 to 2011, my bureau led an effort to coordinate work in the right-of-way to support the mobility of Portlanders downtown despite construction. This new Keep Portland Moving program endeavors to do much the same with the addition of improved coordination and communication between city bureaus and with our sister agencies for work in the central city. So why now? We expect 2017 to be a busy year for construction. On your screen is a quarter-by-quarter snapshot of what we expect to occur downtown, from full to partial closures of three bridges to transit work on the west side to improvements at Pioneer Square. 2017 looks to be a full year. You can see from this image that there's a great need for coordination downtown so people can get to where they need to go. In favor of preserving mobility and accessibility downtown through 2017, and consistent with the administrative rule for safe accommodation of pedestrians and cyclists in and around work zones, Keep Portland Moving would underscore existing requirements for advance notification for work within the right-of-way of at least 5 business days, notification within 24 hours for emergency work within the right-of-way, both consistent with city code. Some bureaus are already providing this advance notification to PBOT, in particular the Bureau of Environmental Services, who provides contractor schedules 3 weeks ahead of planned work. This resolution would also require the identification of liaisons from each bureau's capital projects and maintenance groups to serve on a Keep Portland Moving working group throughout the year in order to support effective communication of work. In order to support our coordination efforts and improve our outreach to Portlanders, this resolution would have a focus on the Central City and on the Culley neighborhood in East Portland. We wanted to include, as part of the resolution, a focus on an outer East Portland neighborhood and identified Culley because of the several projects and programs of significance slated for next year, including the Connected Culley Program, Culley Neighborhood Streets, and a proposed Smart Trips grant. For the Keep Portland Moving Working Group, we intend to engage liaisons from the capital maintenance groups of each infrastructure bureau, as well as partners at TriMet, ODOT, Multnomah County, Streetcar, and our franchise utilities. And I believe you've received the letters of support already from the Bureau of Environmental Services and TriMet in support of this resolution. We'd also like to engage stakeholder groups throughout 2017 comprised of agencies who are concerned with mobility and access in their communities. This list includes but a few. And we also intend to come back to you in December with an evaluation of the Keep Portland Moving program to detail how it performed and the resources required to expand this effort in the future. I'd like to invite any questions or comments on this first proposal.
Questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do you have some testimony invited on this item, Steve?
I don't believe so.
Okay, so just see if anyone signed up. Carly, have people signed up?
So two people signed up.
Okay.
Jesse Sponberg and David Davis.
Okay, come on up. Anyone else? Go ahead. Be right back.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I don't know if I want to give thanks or condolences to Steve Novick for these back-to-back programs that really rival the bridge crane. One thing that I wish we had presented testimony on is within the past few months, we had a number of citizens testify specifically on the issue of sidewalk mobility and signage, and I think there's really, is there any other way than just the general information number, Amanda knows it by heart, 823-4000, I think, for people to communicate when they think that Keep Portland Moving is glitching?
Emily, what other numbers can people call?
(823-4000) and 823-SAFE are great tools, as well as PDX Reporter, to file issues or complaints. We also have a keepportlandmoving.gov website, and that's where you can get information. And as part of this effort, we propose additional outreach to the public in two ways.
Thank you.
Since you're here, what provisions are there in this for pedestrians as opposed to other businesses and road users?
Well, the intention is to improve our communication to the public so that they can make plans and detour their routes accordingly. We're investigating the possibility of coordinating with Waze and their Connected Citizens program in order to use tools that people already have in hand in order to plan their routing. Certainly, that's primarily used for motor vehicles, but it's another consideration for pedestrian and cyclists as well. This provision is... this resolution is intended to focus on communicating these activities in the right-of-way and ensuring that there is a safe through path in terms of additional safety provisions for pedestrians that's reliant on the traffic control plans that are approved prior to the actions.
Thank you. And maybe if you could continue to look into the requests we've had from people who are not able to see to get the audible and also to have a way so that pedestrians don't have to go very much around a difficult route.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, you may have answered this while I was out of the room, but last time we looked at this set of issues, we were really looking at it from the regulatory side. Like what what do we require of developers, you know, and does that need to change? Where are we in that path? In other words, have we, in your opinion, Steve, or the Bureau, have we gotten our regulations to the correct level in terms of saying, sorry, I know you don't want to spend the money on doing this, but you need to build this as you're doing a project that interferes with the right-of-way?
I think we've made pretty significant progress. We'll always be monitoring to see if we need to do better. What do you think, Emily?
I think that's still in the works, and we hope to have a robust process working with our developers and our permitters to make sure that we are doing all the right work in consideration for protecting our users of the right-of-way.
And thank you. I appreciate that. And also, Mr. Johnson, I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, and a second related question. Again, I'm sorry Charles may have brought this up, but, you know, our record this year is really awful. We've had 34 traffic deaths in the city so far this year. I hope that none of them was a result of a constrained right-of-way where somebody was at risk because they were walking too close to traffic. I don't think that's the case, but obviously... that highlights the need to do this the right way. And if we have to raise the level of effort by private parties that are building this or building that, much less our own agencies when they're out digging up a street, I mean, we just have to really redouble what we're doing if we're serious about Vision Zero. And we're 34 to the negative, 34 lost Portlanders away from Vision Zero, and that's terrible. So
I think this is a terrific opportunity to hold your city bureaus more accountable and in their coordination and communication efforts with each other. I think by holding us to a higher standard, we can meet that challenge and deliver a more robust and safe right-of-way for movement through the city.
Well, I hope, again, I know we've had this discussion a couple times. I appreciate the progress. I hope what you're consistently hearing from us is, you know, go to the responsible limit on this issue. Thank you. Okay, next. Jesse, did you get to speak?
No, sir.
Go ahead.
During the brevity of my remarks, I'd just like to add one more thing. I think that in addition to inter-bureau communication, I hope that now that we have major tech companies like Google here, who does excellent map interfacing, also Uber has an office. They bought a local mapping company. So I hope that we can find some bridges. The PBOT representative mentioned Waze, but to get that data into essentially right to the hand, into the palm of people's hands, so that they are, you know, if we're going to reduce congestion, that will only happen if people have knowledge about where the congestion is. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I probably shocked you guys a minute ago when I didn't take the single-payer health care and turn it into my own soapbox, but I think that few enough people spoke on this issue that I can take this moment. So we can do this two ways. I can dance around it like bridge crane and create euphemisms, or I can just ask you very simply, why, Charlie? Why? Why did I deserve to get thrown on my back last week when all I was doing was filming your police officers hurting women? When you can hear on the videos where I'm just screaming, please, please stop hurting women. Do you know how it feels to have to beg a cop to stop hurting a woman? Where I'm going, please, I promise, I will get all these people out of here if you just stop this stampede that's created and that was authorized by you. What have I ever done wrong in this city? I consider myself a pillar in this community, man. I get school coats for children. I get blankets for homeless people. In here, I've never been nothing but a gadfly. I've never committed a crime. I've never done anything besides just voicing my opinion as a citizen. And because of that, you sent your goons to beat us up, Charlie. I haven't been able to sleep in a week. I've been to the emergency room two times now. Every time I bend my neck, it pops and it crackles. And I'm up all night on ibuprofen and muscle relaxers and heating pads. All I did was break out my video camera. I wasn't in the way. I wasn't even standing in City Hall. I wasn't even standing in City Hall. Now I'm a national embarrassment. Now I'm on the front pages of newspapers getting thrown on my back by the biggest police officer. Now I have to hug my sisters out front when cops walk by because they start shaking and sweating and I can see the tears in their eyes. And what did they do wrong? All they did was try to speak their opinion. Isn't that why we're here? I mean, isn't that why we come here? And you found it okay to authorize those people to be hurt. I mean, to be hurt. I really hurt. And I wouldn't just come here and cry if I wasn't sincerely hurt. And if my friends weren't sincerely hurt. I really just want to know why. And I think that you owe that to me.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. I'm sorry you got hurt. And I hope, obviously, that you have started the process of asking for a complete review of what happened. I have as well. So you know how that process works, and I hope you avail yourself of it. I'm not going to try and convict anybody in this room, either a citizen or a police officer, but that process is there for a reason, and we should all make sure that it works.
Without being hyperbolic, sir, if I could have one more sentence, I think you've brought incredible, incredible shame to our city. I think you've made us a national shame. We are in national and international news for how terribly you have handled not just this police issue, but this whole city. And I really, really, sir, I really encourage you to resign and spare the rest of this city the next 10 weeks of bullshit that are only going to be created because of you. Thank you for your time.
It's time to give up the chair, Mayor.
Okay, let's go on. Others that want to speak on this. Ma'am, I've warned you before, you're going to need to stop disrupting this. You've been warned. We're recessed. You're excluded, ma'am. I told you if you kept interrupting, you'd be excluded.